Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim is daf Samach Vov, and we're holding on daf Samach Hei Amud Beis, right at the Halakha Mishnah, at the beginning of a Halakha Perek. So, just before we begin, we should recall that since it says Vayasu b'nei Yisrael at haPesach b'moado, we learn out from b'moado that b'moado means afilu b'Shabbat, and therefore we know that if Erev Pesach turns out to be a Shabbos, that nonetheless, we're mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach and be mechal Shabbos in order to bring it. But the question is, what type of things can we do even though it's Shabbos? So in general, if we have things that could be done before or could be done after, could be done before would include things like bringing the Korban Mechutz Tchum, or making sure that it doesn't have any mumin by cutting off any types of growths and so on. Could be done after. I mean, includes things like broiling the meat for tonight's meal. That doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. So those things which could be done before or after are not docha Shabbos because they're not considered to be expressions of b'moado in its time. And now the Mishnah wants to clarify which things are considered to be included in the Chiyev of Chilul Shabbos, and which things are not. Eilu devarim bePesach, so the following things that come for the Korban Pesach that turns out to be on a Shabbos are dochen et haShabbat. So obviously shechitato, and we're going to have to shech that Korban, so we'd be shechting it before. So you need to do the shechita, you need to do the zrika. Those are things that can only be done right then and there, because that's all bayom. It has to be during the day itself, ben ha'arbaim, and michui keravav, taking out any of the filth from inside of the keravayim, which if they're left inside, will cause it to rot. So there's no way to wait until after Shabbos. V'haktarat chalavav, and bringing the emurim on the mizbeach, because now is the time that they are chayav to be placed on the mizbeach. Aval, shliyato, when it comes to the broiling of the meat of the Korban Pesach for tonight's Seder, which could be done later, or hadachat kravav, washing off the kravai, those things are not docha Shabbos, and those can be done after Shabbos. There are also things that are problems only midrabbanan that are not docha Shabbos, such as carrying the carbon while it's alive into the azorah through rishus harabim. So that's hakavato. Even though lamaisa, the halacha is that a chai noseat atzmo. So if you carry a living animal or a living person, it's not considered to be hotza'ah, to be machayev you. Nonetheless, it's also midrabbanan, and you can't do that on Shabbos. It should have been done before. The havaato mechutz tchum. This is even if you're talking about tchumim midrabbanan, or chatichat yibalto, biting off some type of a wart of the korban, and you can bite it off, and that way it would be shelo kedarko, and you wouldn't be chayev for making a wound or tikkun. If you could either bite it off with your teeth or pull it off with your hand, as we saw earlier. All of these things ain't dochin at haShabbat because they should have been done before. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, even Isurei Derabbanan, that could have been done before, you're doche. Only Isur Dioraita not. Because Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Valodinu, isn't it a kal vachomer? If Shechita, which is an Isur Dioraita, Shemishum malacha is docha Shabbos, elush and mishum shvut. These things which are only isurei derabbanan, you're going to tell me that they are not docha Shabbos? Why not? Omalo Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua said, "How does that prove anything? I'll show you. That's not a very good kal vachomer, because yom tov yochiach. Yom tov, you're allowed to do things that are malacha." Such as shechting an animal, cooking an animal, but you're not allowed to do things like bringing it mechutz tchum, because that's a shvus. Amar lo Reb Eliezer, what the heck? Maza Yoshua, Yoshua, have you lost it? Ma raya reshut le mitzvah, I understand. On Yontif you're talking about where somebody should have done something before. He should have brought his meat before Yontif. So you're not going to be matarim to bring it mechutz tchum on Yontif, even if it's only a derabbanan. Mashenkin, over here we're talking about a mitzvah. And the whole point that I'm making is that if the Torah is said to do that mitzvah, even against the malacha d'oraita, such as shechita, so koshike, you're not going to let a derabbanan get in the way of doing the mitzvah. I don't even understand how you're looking to proving something from Yontif. Heshiv Rabbi Akiva v'amar. So Rabbi Akiva said, well, haza'ah on a tameh mace. Say you have a tameh mace who has his last day of the 7 days on Erev Pesach, which is a Shabbos. So normally we don't do haza'ah if it's on a Shabbos. And the halacha is over here that, and that's only derabbanan, because it's like being betaken the person. And the halacha is over here that it's no different. The Chachamim did not allow you to do haza'ah, even though you can do shechita. So haza'ah tochiyah, why isn't haza'ah of a tameh meis b'shvi'i shelo that's chal on Shabbos on an Erev Pesach, proves the point that even though there's a mitzvah to do it, obviously, because otherwise I can't bring my korban Pesach, and the only issur is mishum shvut, and nonetheless, the halacha is ein adocha at haShabbos. So why are you so confused by this? Afata al tameh aleilu. Therefore, you, Rabbi Eliezer, should not be shocked by this din of carrying a chai from Rishut HaRabim or bringing it before Tzitchum, even though it's for the tzarech of the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, and they're only also Mishum Shvut, lo yitchot HaShabbat any more than Haza'asha. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, well, what's your point, man? Aleha anidan. It's it. You're bringing me a proof from exactly the thing that I'm trying to show is not the case. That's what I'm saying. If shechita, which is a malacha, is dochet haShabbat, haza'ah mishim mishum shvuos eino din shedochet haShabbat. Obviously, haza'ah should be dochet Shabbos because it's only an issur derabbanan. That is my point. So I obviously disagree with the very idea that you're using to disprove me. What kind of weird way is that to prove to me that I'm wrong? By making an assumption that runs against exactly what I'm proving. It's a little silly. Now here is where Rabbi Akiva switches into high gear to discuss and point out to Rabbi Eliezer gently what the problem in his thinking is without throwing it in his face. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, well, if you want to look at it that way, why don't we learn in the opposite direction? Make a kal v'chomer to actually aser shechita. O chiluf, ma im haza'ah shimishum shvot eino doche et haShabbat. If you cannot be doche Shabbos even for drabonon, so kol sheken you should not be able to be doche Shabbos for shechita, which is mishum alocha, eino din shelot yitcha et haShabbat. Now, Rebbe Eliezer was supposed to, at this point, wake up to what it was that Rabbi Akiva was saying instead of thinking that Rabbi Akiva had lost his mind. But he didn't. And he says to him, Amar lo Rebbe Eliezer, Akiva, what the heck? I feel I'm surrounded by madmen around here. Akarta ma shekatuv b'Torah? Now, all of a sudden, not only is people not understanding what I'm saying, you want to rip out a pasuk from the Torah where it says, b'mo'ado, and we use that word et ha-pesach b'mo'ado to tell me whenever that mo'ed comes out to be, whether it's bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, no? Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva says, Rebbe, that's the point. Haveli mo'ed la'elu, k'mo'ed la'shchita. That's exactly what I'm hinting at. Shchita is v'shachatu b'mo'ado. This is the only time to do shchita. Are you telling me that there's a din of b'mo'ado on carrying it from chutz l'tchum, that it couldn't have been done some other time? There's a din of b'mo'ado when it just happens that Yom HaShvi'i falls out today? We're talking about something that is built into the mo'ed of the Pesach. So anything that doesn't have a moed at this particular day, you just want to do it in order to be yotzei the moedo of the Pesach, which is unrelated. This is not something that has a din in the actual body of the Pesach. And therefore, obviously, b'moado doesn't apply. And indeed, klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, when Rabbi Akiva says, that is the point. Kol melacha she'efshar la'asota mi'erev Shabbos. Anything that could be done from Erev Shabbos and therefore is not a b'moado, that type of thing is by definition not docha Shabbos. Ina docha et ha-Shabbat. Shchita, it's the type of things like shchita, she'efshar la'asota mi'erev Shabbat, those are the things that cannot be done before, those are b'moado, and those are the things that are docha et ha-Shabbat. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, it once happened that the question of whether a Korban Pesach would be docha Shabbos was halacha zu nit'alma mibnei b'teira. B'nei B'teira were the Nesim before Hillel. They forgot somehow the halacha of B'moado. And so they wanted to know what to do, because Pam Achat Chal Arba Asar Liot B'Shabbat, it was the 14th, with day of Shkita Sapesach, they came out on a Shabbos, and Shakchu V'lo Yadu, Im HaPesach Dochet HaShabbat Im Lav. They didn't remember what the din is about a Korban Pesach. Omru, so they said, Klum yesh adam sheyodea im Pesach dochet ha-Shabbat im lav? Is there anyone here who can testify what the halacha is about a din of a Korban Pesach? Sorry, just waited for the plane to pass. Amru lahem adam echad yesh. So they said to B'nai B'seira, there is a man who not everybody knows. And he just made his way here to Eretz Yisrael. He came up, he made Aliyah mi-Bavel. And his name is Hillel HaBavli. And he is someone that was B'shameh Shnei Gedolei Ador. Shmaya v'Avtalion, he learned by them. He must know the halachas. V'yodea im Pesach dochet ha-Shabbat im lav. And so, if we could ask him, we'd find out. Shalchu v'karulo, they called up Hillel, and Amrulo, when he arrived, they said to him, Kluma tayodea im Pesach dochet ha-Shabbat im lav. Do you know whether the Korban Pesach should be brought today when Erev Pesach, the time of the Akrava, comes on Shabbos? Amar lahem, so Hillel said to them, I don't understand. V'chi Pesach echad yesh lanu b'shana shedochat ha-Shabbat, alo arbe yoter mi-matayim psachim yesh lanu b'shana shedochin et ha-Shabbat. We have more than 200 separate karbonas like Pesach that are docha Shabbos every single year. Because let's assume there's 50 Shabbatot in a normal year, okay? Every single one of those Shabbatot, we bring two kvasim for the Tevidim, one in the Boker and one Acharei in the Ben Arba'in. And we bring the Musaf of Shabbos, which is Shnei Kvasim Temimim. And that is right there, 50 times 4. Now, it happens to be that this Shabbos, if it comes out during Yontif, you know, you've got all the extra karbonas of Yontif. 14 karbonas for Sukkot. And you've got at least the 7 on Pesach for the Musafim. So what in the world are you asking about this particular Pesach? Amru lo, minayin lecha? Well, how exactly do you jump to that conclusion that just because we do this for the other karbonas, we will do it for the Korban Pesach? Amar lahem, well, the basis of it all is the word moado. Ne'amar moado b'Pesach, ne'amar moado b'Tamid. Ma moado amur b'Tamid dochet ha-Shabbat, af moado amur b'Pesach Dochet HaShabbat. The word Mo'adon means Afilu B'Shabbat, the same way everybody has been taking for granted when it comes to the Korban Tamid, not to mention the fact that if you're ready to see that the Korban Tamid is Doch HaShabbos, Alachas Kama V'Kama, would the Korban Pesach be Doch HaShabbos from a Kal V'Chomer? Uma Tamid She'en Anush Karet, Dochet HaShabbat. If the Korban Tamid, which has no Chiyav of Karet, if you miss it, is Doch HaShabbos, Pesach She'anush Karet, Eno Din, Shedochet HaShabbat. A Korban Pesach, which is the only time that we have such a Chumrah, that if you miss the Korban, it's a Chiyav Karet, obviously will be Doch HaShabbos. That was it. They quit their jobs on the spot, and they made him the Nasi. Miyad Oshivu Barosh, they put him on the top of the table. They were Mamane him to be the Nasi on everybody. Oh, those were the days. Huh? Can you imagine? Today they'd have him hung. Vayadoresh kol hayom kulo b'hilchot ha-Pesach. And there he was giving an off-the-cuff, full-day lecture on Hilchos Pesach. So he started feeling a little bit high about himself, you know. Itchil mekantaran bedvarim. He started, you know, digging into them a bit. Amar lahem, he says, Nigaram lachem she'elem ibavel ve'ayen asyalechem. Isn't this a little bit ridiculous to have some schnook like me come up from Bavel and be a nasi over you? It's atzlut shaitapachem. You guys were too lazy to come up and to be meshamesh tu gedolei ador. Shaloshimashtem shnei gedolei ador shumaya v'avtalion. Amrulo. So it was at that point that he himself forgot something. I asked him, Rebbe, Rabbeinu Hillel, shachach v'loi v'sakin erev Shabbat mahu. What's the din if you forgot to bring the sakin shel shechita, which could have been brought up from before Shabbos? Amalem, whoops. I know I learned that. I just can't remember. Halacha zor shamati v'shachachti. You know what? We don't even need to know the answer because Yisrael knows the answer. Hanach lehem liYisrael, let's not teach them and see what they do. Because even if they're not personally Nevi'im, they are all B'nai Nevi'im. And they'll know what to do. We need only to see them. Lemachar. So the next day, it was on the 14th, with Shabbos, mi shepischot leh. So somebody who was bringing a korban of a tleh that has very thick wool and had forgotten his knife, what they did was tochvo b'tzamro. They took the knife and they slid it between the wool on the back of the tleh so it wouldn't fall out. And that way, it's not considered to be a hotza'ah. And they let the animal carry it. And if it was a gedi and it didn't have wool, because goats don't have wool, tochvo bin karnav, they balanced the knife between the horns of the goat, and that way it was also a shelo kederech, and it was not considered to be a violation of shvitat be'ima, because anything that is done which is shelo kederech is not considered to be a malacha. So b'meila, they weren't makbet on shvitat be'emtam in these circumstances, if it was shalom k'derech hotzah, and it was a Torah mitzvah. And Hillel is out there watching this parade. Ra'ah ma'aseh, he saw it, and nizkara halacha, that reminded him. And he said, yes, indeed. Kach mekublani mipi shmaya v'avtayon. That's exactly what I had learned from Shmaya v'Avtalion that I forgot. Omar. Now, let's go back to Hill's Russia. Ne'emar mo'ado b'Pesach v'ne'emar mo'ado b'Tamid. Ma mo'ado amur b'Tamid dochet ha-Shabbat, af mo'ado amur b'Pesach dochet ha-Shabbat. But in a sense, this begs the question, because how do we know that the Tamid is dochet ha-Shabbos if we're not learning it out directly from the Mo'ado, which obviously you're saying we need to turn to the Tamid, so how do we know about the Tamid that's Doch HaShabbos? I mean, it can't be from the very fact that it says B'Mo'ado Because then I would just be able to say the same thing about the Pesach without even looking at the Tamid. I mean, then what do I need Tamid for? Pesach Nami Akhtiba B'moado. Must be, therefore, that Moado Lo Mashmalei. Apparently, the word Moado was not sufficient of a raya in Hillel's mind to be a basis. So then the Moado that it says by the Karpon Pesach also shouldn't be enough of a basis. Hachinami Moado Lo Mashmalei. So where does it come from? Ela Amar Kra Olat Shabbat Pashabbato Al Olat HaTamid. This means that if it's telling us that the Olat Shabbos is brought above and beyond the Olat HaTamid, so obviously the Olat HaTamid is brought on Shabbos. Otherwise, what does it mean when it says bring the Ola of Shabbos other than bringing the Olat HaTamid? So it's clear that Olat HaTamid is covered with Shabbos. Okay. Then Hillel went ahead, after learning that that must be true about a Karban Pesach as well, because of the Gzeres Shavu B'Moado, he brought a Kavachom. The old Kavachom, Ma Tamid She'en Anush Karei Tochet HaShabbat, Pesach She'anush Karei En Odin She'tochet HaShabbat. Now, is this really such a good Kavachom? Can't we say Ikel HaMifra, Ma'ala Tamid She'ken Tadir V'Chalil? Obviously, a Karban, which is brought every single day, always has more of a hashivas than a karban that's brought once a year. And obviously a karban oila that is brought kulay la'ashem and has a big hashivas, therefore, on the mizbeach, should be brought more easily on Shabbos than a karban that you're going to eat. So therefore, how in the world did he expect them to accept such a kal v'chomer? Well, the truth is, they didn't. He tried to persuade them first with the Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer amar lehem bereish. And they showed him that the Kal V'Chomer was indeed wrong based on this, that Todir V'Kolil is more important than Karet. So then Hadar amar lehu Gzeres Shavah. Then he told him the Gzeres Shavah. But, I mean, if he knew the Gzeres Shavah, why the heck did he bother telling him a Kal V'Chomer? Gzeres Shavah is a Kabbalah that there's nothing to discuss about, right? So, v'chimiyachar d'gomar gzera shava, kal v'chomer lomali. Now, the point is that Hillel was trying to shtuch them, you know. He said to them, l'didhuka amalahu. He's trying to show them, look, I understand, maybe you never learned the gzera shava. And the din is, if you didn't learn a gzera shava from your Rebbe, then you have no way of saying it on your own. Because ein adam dan zereshava mi'atzmo. So bishalam zereshava, okay, lo gamritu. And you didn't learn it, and you couldn't apply it, therefore. Because ein adam dan zereshava mi'atzmo. But why the heck couldn't you use your brains to figure out what the din was on the kal v'chomer? A kal v'chomer, the adam dan mi'atzmo? You should have at least understood it based on that. Iboy lechu lemeidan. And then they told him, no, the Kal V'Chomer is not a good Kal V'Chomer. You think we didn't think of this Kal V'Chomer? But we were dochid. So they said to him, Kal V'Chomer, Prichahu. And then he said, oh, okay, so now I understand how it is that you missed the point. But you should know there is a Gzeres Shavah. And what is the reason that you never learned the Gzeres Shavah? In the end he tells them, because you were too lazy to be Meshamesh Shemaya Vavtalya. Oh, Mama, now you said that what happened was, is that the next day they waited to see what would happen, and sure enough, l'machar, misha pischot le tochev lo b'tzmaro, and gedi tochev lo ben karnav. But wait a minute. Forget about the problem of shvitat be'emto. Okay, I understand it's shalok kedarka, but what is the heter of doing work with an animal that belongs to Kadesh? And it says in the Torah, lo ta'avod b'b'chotzer chatzonecha. And from there we learn out, all avodah b'kachim is aser. So you're going to be over on a lav in doing this. I don't get it. Ki Hillel, the Tanya, amru alav al Hillel, mi'amav lo ma'ala adam ba'olato. They say about Hillel that basically he acted in such a way that everybody learned how to bring a korban in a way that they could not possibly be over on Me'ila or Avodah B'Kodshim. Because what did he do? He wasn't Mekadesh it until later. So there was no, he wasn't Magdish the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. He would bring it Chulin first. Then when he got to the Azor, he was Magdish it. Then he did Smicha and Shechita right away. So basically, while they were bringing the knife up, the animal wasn't even Kodesh yet, and there was no problem. But wait a minute. But we're talking about a Pesach, that Erev Pesach turned out to be a Shabbos. I thought you're not allowed to be Magdish a Korban on Shabbos. Hechi Motzi Magdish Lei. Vatzan Ein Magdishin, Ve'in Ma'arichin, Ve'in Machrimin, Ve'in Magbin Trumo Masrot. Even on Yontif, Kalelo B'Yontif Omer, Kavachomer B'Shabbat. You are not allowed to be Magdish a Korban. You're not allowed to be Machayev yourself in paying for your or someone else's Erech as defined in the Torah. You're not allowed to be Makrim, giving a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, or to take off Trumas and Maestras, even on Yontif, Koshkin, on Shabbos. So how in the world were they Magdish the Korban on Erev Pesach? Ah, says the Gemara. That's only korbanos that are not supposed to be mukdash today. But chavot shekavu alehem zman, if you have a chiyuv on that day, so then since you could do the shechita, you could certainly do the hakdasha, and therefore it's not a problem. So if it's kavu alehem zman makdish, adam Rabbi Yochanan, makdish adam et pischo b'shabbat, you can be Magdish Korban Pesach on a Shabbos, and you can be Magdish Korban Chagiga, which is meant to be brought on Yontev, on Yontev. Okay, but still, what about the problem of being Mechamer? You're making the animal walk in a particular direction, and it's also to be Mechamer your Behema on Shabbos. Ah, but is Mechamer Kila Achre Yad? And Mechamer Kelach Yad is not an Isser D'oraita, and so Memela, since it's done with a Shinui, this is not an animal that is a burden-carrying animal, a little lamb or goat, so Memela, that's not called Mechamer. It's not called Mechamer D'oraita, but Nehi, the Isser D'oraita, like it may be that it's Kelach Yad has no Isser D'oraita, but at least it's also Midrabona. And that's exactly what they were asking. There is something that can be done midoraita. The only thing that is a problem that you have is a shvus. And the thing that is the shvus, in this case, would be the isra of doing it ma'achriyat. Are you la'akol kalayachar yad b'makom mitzvah mai? You think that B'nai B'Seira didn't figure it out themselves, this Eitzah? That's what they were asking Hillel. Can you do this in order to be doche ashvus kalayachar yad? Can you do that b'makom mitzvah? And he said to them, I don't remember. Halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. But I guarantee you, just like there's always somebody in shul who remembers if you're supposed to say tachanun today, and you'd be darned if you could remember. But you know what? Hanichlam liYisrael, imein neviimein, b'nei neviimein. Somehow or other, always people know. So you say, well, wait, and we'll see what they'll do. Someone's going to remember from the last time Pesach came out on Shabbos. And yes, of course, this is what we do. Omer of Yud Omerab, kol hamityaher, anybody who senses a moment of arrogance, im chachamu chachmato mistaleket bimeno, no matter if he's the greatest chachma, he loses at that moment his chachma. Im naviu nevuato mistaleket bimeno, and even if he's a prophet, he loses his prophecy. And I'll prove it to you, im chachamu chachmato mistaleket bimeno, that's exactly what happened over here from Hillel. Because what did we say in the Braita, the Amar Mar? Hillel starts stalking them. And in the end, what happens? He forgets his halacha. And where do we see that if he's a Navi, he even loses at that moment his ability to be mitnabe? How do we know that? From Devorah. Because she starts talking about how great she is. She starts saying, Chadlu parazon b'Yisrael chadelu. Ad shakamti Devorah. Shakamti aim b'Yisrael. So she's talking about how great she is. What's the next thing she says? Uri, Uri, Devorah. Uh-oh. She obviously, something had gone wrong. She lost her kayach of Ruach HaKadosh. Uri, Uri, Dabri Shir. Rish Lakish Amar. Kol Adam Shekoes. If a person gets angry, says Rish Lakish, same thing happens. Im Chacham Uchachmato Mistaleket Mimena. Im Navi Unevuato Mistaleket Mimena. Where do we learn this from? Im Chacham Uchachmato Mistaleket Mimena. That we learn from Moshe. Yechti Vayikzov Moshe Al Pkudei Achoyim. Moshe gets angry at the fact that the Pekudei Achoyo are bringing back by Mohammed Midian a what appears to be a korban and a kapora for something that they did wrong, and he had no right to do that. In the end, they were being mischapra on Yehurei Avera. And it says, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen Alam Sheyatzava Abayim Lemulchama Zot Chukat HaRat HaRishatzava Shemet Moshe. Instead of Moshe being able to give the tzivoy of the Geulei Akum by Klei Midian, instead he apparently forgets the halach, and Elazar HaKohen has to say it for him. Michlad Moshe Yalimine. Apparently he had forgotten at that moment that halach. And where do we know him? Naviu Nivuato Mistalak Mimenu. That we know from Elisha. Ichtiv Mulei Pnei Yehoshafat Melech Yudani Nosei Imabit Alecha Vimereka. I hate your guts, he tells Ach. I wouldn't look at you if it wouldn't be for Yehoshaphat. You think I would look at a jerk like you? So he gets very angry. And at that moment, where he needs a nevius, he doesn't have it. And he has to, he says, Atak echuli minagein. Vayak enagein aminagein. And if somebody plays music and he cools down, feels better. Then vati alav yad Hashem. Omar of Moni Bar Patish, Kol Shekoes, Afil Poskin Alav Gidula Min Hashamayim Ori Dinoto. Somebody who gets angry, even if he was meant to have Gidula Min Hashamayim, and it was decreed that he was meant to be Chashav, he loses it. Where do we see that from? Minolan Mi Eliyav, Shinemar, Vayichar Af Eliyav B'David Vayomer, Lama Ze Yaradata. So they get angry at David, who's outraged about the plishti and so on. So he yells at him, what are you doing? You know, little boy, you got your little sheep. What kind of nonsense is it coming out? I know what you want. You love to watch the bloodshed and the war, you jerk. That's what you came up here for. And what happens? When Shmuel comes to be Mosheach, the Melech, so in all of the other children of Yishai, it says, Lo baze bachar Hashem. This is not the one that Hashem is bochur. But by Eliyav, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Shmuel, Al tabit el mar'eyu vel gvakomato. Do not consider his beautiful appearance and on how tall he looks. He makes me nauseous. Then when you say miastiu, it means that you once liked it and now you're disgusted by him. So what made HaKadosh Baruch Hu disgusted? Apparently, lechatchila, Eliyav was supposed to be the king. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disgusted with him. Why? Because of the way that he spoke to David. Okay. Now, Ashkan told me to Pesach Nedochu Shabbos. I now know from the Limud of Hillel, that the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. But how do I know that they are also Docha Tuma, Minola? Well, Amri Kiech, the Olive Pesach, with Tamid, Linyan Shabbat, or Kanami Olive Tamid, with Pesach, Linyan Tuma. In the same way that B'moado teaches us that the dinim that are given about the Korban Tamid apply to the Pesach, and that teaches us that the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, just like the din is of the tamid, which is al olat tamid. so too is it the other way around. That just like it's a given that a Korban Pesach is Docha Tuma, so too is it a given that a Korban Tomid is Docha Tuma. Well, where is it a given that a Korban Pesach is Docha Tuma? Pesach Gufa Minolan. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Kro Ish Ish Kiyeta Mela Nefesh. So here is the whole parsha of the din of Pesach Sheni. And what does it say? It says, Dafka, the individual, Ish Ish Kiyetam Ela Nefesh, Obederach Rechok Alachem, V'yosa Pesach LaHashem, on the next month. But suppose he's not an individual who is Tameh, then Einat Tzibur Nidachma Pesach Sheni, Alav De Betuma. Apparently, if you are not an individual, but you're a Tzibur, you bring your Korban Pesach Betuma anyway. So there you go. Omar Le Rib Shimon Ben Lakish Rib Yochanan. How do you know to read the pasuk that way? Ema Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni. Maybe all it says is that an individual has a Pesach Sheni and a Tzibur doesn't, but it doesn't mean that they bring it on Pesach Rishon. It means that the Tzibur loses out. Let Lutakanta. There's nothing to do. Lo Be Pesach Rishon, Lo Be Pesach Sheni. What makes you think that a Tzibur is able to bring even the Pesach Rishon Betuma? That's not a good raya. Elam Reb Shimon ben Lakish. I'll tell you where the raya is from. Mihacha. It says, V'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanafesh. So, why do I need to know kol tzorua v'chol zav? And all it needed to say was tamei meis. So, yomar tamei meitim v'yomar zavinu mitzoraim. There's no point in mentioning the Zavina Mitzorim because Zavina Mitzoraim are more chomer than Tomei Meis, because the case where Tuma is Yotze from the very goof of the person is always more chomer than someone who came into contact with something that's Tomei and became Tomei through contact. Therefore, it would be a Kal V'chomer. If it says Tomei Meitim, Im Tomei Meitim Mishtachim, if I have to send out Tamei Meitim from the Machane, so Koshikein Zavinu Mitzoraim Lo Koshikein, obviously, I need to send out those where Tumah is Yotze Migufa, must be therefore that there is a time when Tamei Meitim are not Mishtalchim, and that's where I need to know that even then, the more Chomer Tumah of Zavinu Mitzoraim would need to be Mishtalayach. So Ela Yesh Lecha Sha'ah, She zavinu mitzorain only are mishtachim v'tzumachane, but tmei meitim are ain't tmei meitim mishtachim. When would that case be? Be'ezezeh, that's the case of a Korban Pesach that is ba betumah.